Tuesday morning brew, Nick Cooper, Tony Hart, and a chance to win some I Love the 90s tour tickets today.
Yeah, so Vanilla Ice, DJ Jazzy Jeff,
yeah.
Two Live Crew, Tone Loc are all going to be at Black Bear Casino on Saturday night. I'll be there too.
Nice.
I'm going to be the... What would you call it?
Master MC? Of ceremonies?
Yeah, but it's not really like... Kinda. It's kind of just announcing the show, getting everybody hyped. I'm a early hype man. I'm like Tone Loc's opener, basically. If Tone Loc is the opener, I'm a...
What's your garb? Do you have any attire figured out yet?
Oh, I probably should like dress very 90s.
You should.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything planned yet, but I got a few days to figure that out, I think.
So if you want a chance to go to the show, we've got a chance to win some tickets later on this morning.
Yeah, we're going to play the 90s slang translator, something we've never played before. We'll try it out. We'll use some 90s slang, and you just have to simply just translate it. Very easy. Very easy.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's coming up this morning.
Also this morning, so Nick's nonsense story this morning about a food chain.
Okay.
I was digging around. I found something kind of interesting that might be inspiration if you're looking for a Halloween costume idea, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's coming up. Plus,
who's looking for ideas?
Well, we'll see if you want to do this or not.
Okay.
Song in 60s also on the way in a couple of minutes. Tony, you got a song ready to go?
I'm all ready to go, yes.
He's ready to roll.
Been prepared for days.
Days, wow.
Mix 108, good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick. It's time to play Song in 60. The rules are pretty simple. I got a song in my head, and all you got to do is guess what the song is by the clues I give. So Nick is going to play the role of guesser today.
You get to play along with me.
And, figure out what song I got stuck in my head.
Let's go.
So if you get it, we're all winners.
Here we go.
Because we all get to hear the song.
Yes.
Lose? Well, we don't. We should do that, actually. If you lose, we play, like, a terrible song. We should have like
punishments.
Yeah, we should have like a punishment terrible song that we play for when we lose.
I won't tell you what artist I don't want to hear from. Thankfully, you don't normally play them on this station. So,
okay, here we go. Song in 60. Timer starts right now. Barbie, Bratz.
Pussycat dolls.
LOL. Well, Pussycat.
Oh.
Barbie, Bratz, Pussycat blank.
Dolls.
Yeah, thank you. Slimer, Ghostbusters. Might drop this. Rhymes with poo. Come on. Rhymes with poo-poo. And the word that you already got. Put them together.
I am so lost right now.
In your eye. Eye. Parts of the eye. Come on, bro.
I know.
Bro, I sent you this song even the other night.
Oh, no.
Poo poo dolls, goo goo dolls.
Oh. Darn it.
And the song is Iris. I was going for the song.
Okay,
Iris.
All right. It all came together now.
By the goo goo dolls.
My goodness.
Goo and poo. I suppose that rhymes. Yeah, poo poo dolls.
Yeah.
I know. It was a long way to get there.
Hey.
But I don't know. I don't know any family friendly ways to, never mind.
I understand.
Okay. Today's song in 60 is not the Poo Poo Dolls, but the Goo Goo Dolls.
Mix, what are we morning brew? Good morning and happy Tuesday. Nick Cooper, Tony Hart with you here.
Hi, friends. So, who watched Boy Meets World?
Me.
I remember watching the show. Yeah. Loved the show. Boy Meets World.
Good show.
Probably meant different. Probably hit us different because we were at different ages.
Different age, yeah.
Because I was probably... So the show Boy Meets World came out in 93.
Okay.
So that was a year before I graduated.
Right.
So And he started off the show at about age 11 or 12,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
So I was probably a little, so maybe it probably hit better for you because you were probably
getting into that.
You were almost the same age as Corey, right?
Pretty close. A couple years older, but yeah.
Closer than I was.
Probably. Sure. Yeah.
So the Boy Meets World ran on ABC's TGIF, the Friday night programming, which include Family Matters.
Yep.
Full House was part of that for a while. Step by Step was a part of that for a while. Sabrina the Teenage Witch was in there as well. But Boy Meets World was probably one of the more popular shows in that block of programming on Friday night.
Yeah, that one went to syndication. I remember seeing a bunch of, Get Home from School, and it was on TV.
Oh, yeah. It moved to, the Disney Channel like that.
Yeah.
So it ran in syndication for years. They even rebooted it.
Yep.
Girl Meets World, back in 2014, I believe, ran for a few years on the Disney Channel as well. Mm-hmm. And a few of the people from the cast also do a popular podcast now.
Oh, okay.
Called Pod Meets World. It's a really bad name, honestly. Isn't it?
You're in a spot.
I get
figure a name out.
Pod Meets World sounds good.
Let's go with
it. It's just kind of lazy to me.
Yeah, sure.
But anyways, three of the people from that show, unfortunately not Ben Savage, not the main star.
Sure.
But Sean Hunter, who was played by Ryder Strong, Eric Matthews from the show, which was played by Will Friedle.
Okay.
And Topanga going to be there.
So best friend, older brother, and girlfriend. All going to be there.
Yep.
Nice.
Danielle Fischel is Topanga's name.
I don't remember her actual name. So
yeah, I think that's it.
I'm trusting in you on that one.
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. But all three of them are going to be part of the Twin Cities Con, which will be at the Minneapolis Convention Center November 8th through the 10th. They're going to be there all 3 days.
Nice.
And you can get autographs from them. You can get photos with them. And I think they'll be doing cast photos as well, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Once, usually when they get these cast members together or, like we talked about Hayden Christensen, I believe, and Ian McDiarmid together, there'll be an opportunity to get pictures with both of them, I'm sure.
Sure.
So if you want to get more information, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or Mix108.com. But let me ask you, what do you think an autograph from one of those three costs?
Are they all the same?
They all price the same, yes. Okay. An autograph, what do you think?
To line up, oh boy.
Just for one.
$50 comes to mind.
Oh, you're close.
Okay.
Close. $60.
Okay.
$60, a little bit more if you want them to have a sign of Funko Pop.
Okay. There's Funko Pops of them?
There must be.
Huh.
There must be.
Cool.
$40 if you just want a quick photo photo at the table. So when you get signed something, they can take just a quick picture on your phone.
Okay.
That'll cost you $40
just
to do that. And you can get professional pictures taken for $60 a pop if you want as well.
Okay.
So there's some options there, and I'm sure there'll be a bundle type of thing.
Sure.
So anyways, you want more information, we've got links up to the Twin Cities Con website, and go to Mix108.com or the Mix 108 app. But I think we should go meet the Boy Meets World cast.
I'm going
to get press
that.
Passes, so at least we don't have to pay the admission.
Ah,
and then we'll have to pay for the autographs or the pictures. But
sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe we'll just settle with Topanga.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
I mean, let's be honest.
A lot of us
boys were watching we liked the story.
Yeah.
But there was some crushing going on with Topanga
Probably the most popular of the three, if I had to guess.
Well, amongst the boy crowd, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is Ben Savage a huge heartthrob? I don't think so. I don't know.
I guess I don't know. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. So girls that watch Boy Meets World, I mean, did you have, maybe it was Ryder Strong. He's kind of the more.
Yeah, more the bad boy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So ladies, what of the three guys or boys on?
Who'd you crush on?
Yeah, who did you guys crush? We only had one choice, really.
Yeah.
Us boys really only had one choice on the show.
It was Topanga or Corey's mom.
So Corey's mom's got it going on.
There
you
go.
But anyways, ladies, which one of the three boys on Boy Meets World did you crush on the most? Because, like I said, it was easy for us to decide.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, let us know. Hit us up on our mobile app or give us a call. I'm curious to find out myself. Nick's Nonsense is on the way in a couple minutes, and maybe some inspiration for Halloween. We'll see what you think about this coming up here in a few minutes on Mix It Away. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. So if you're looking for some inspiration for Halloween, got about a month and a half before that rolls around. If you're looking for ideas, there is a restaurant chain that's teamed up with Spirit Halloween to offer some ideas for costumes. The chain? Chipotle.
Okay.
So, you know, they've been taking a little heat online the last year or so. There was the portion thing. There are people who are filming people making burritos and stuff and challenging them to, why are you putting more in there? So anyway, maybe this is a way to kind of like build back some cred.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll work or not, but it's some ideas for you. So the restaurant chain is teamed up with, as I mentioned, Spirit Halloween for a couple of costume ideas. They include a fork, a napkin.
Wow, clever.
A water cup. You know, if you go and you want just the small, I just want a water cup, you get the Chipotle cup, a Chipotle burrito, and a Chipotle to-go bag.
How about a disgusting counter with, like, food everywhere and dried food and, like, unorganized? Those are... those are lame. That's about as lame as a Chipotle burrito these days.
They're like those body suits that really, like...
Dumb. Sorry to hate on Chipotle, but every time I go in there, I'm just like, bleh. So, I don't know. Do they advertise with us? I should be careful. I don't think they do, so.
Well, no, I still eat there from time to time. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't, like you do.
I don't know. That's what I think.
The problem is I'm a sucker for a burrito. I make the rotation on all the burrito places in the area.
So much more burrito, better burrito options in town.
Gonna get a phone call from somebody
later.
I'm hoping
they don't advertise because I would hate to do that.
That's, you know.
But I'm being honest here. I mean, all you got to do is walk in, look at the counter behind, and realize this is a bad idea. Because it's never clean. It's always just, it just looks
sour cream and salsa.
Well, no, cheese. It's lettuce and meat all mixed together. It's like everything. It literally looks like my kids went in and tried just like tossed everything up in the air and just let it lay it on the counter.
All right.
Well, okay. It's like, okay. All right. Quit hating on them.
Well, so like I said, I do not hate on them the way that you do. I love how this has turned into what it has. The one thing that does bother me, though, a little bit is I'm not a sweet corn guy. I'm not a corn guy. There's in the sour cream or in the salsa, there's corn.
Well, of course. You're proving my point for me because it's just a disaster.
I know.
I mean, go to Subway. Yeah. Look how nice and clean they always keep. Like, every time I go to Subway, they're always generally the preparation counter, the point where you meet the customer the most, right?
Yeah.
It always looks nice and generally pretty clean, put together. Nope.
No.
Not at you.
Part of the aesthetic.
Maybe it's part of their bit at this. Well, they got new CEO guys. So you know what? I'm going to reset. I'm going to let him try to fix things. And I'm going to go back to Chipotle in 3 months.
Sure.
That should be enough time for him to fix things.
Yeah.
And give him another shot.
Phase one, a burrito bodysuit.
Not wearing it, though. First of all, bro, I'd bust the seams on all those. I've had way too many burritos in my life. I'll just bust the seams right out of them.
You know
how bad I would look in that bodysuit, especially that silver one.
I really don't want to.
If I stood on the roof of the parking ramp, people will think there's like a UFO up there or something.
I don't want to think about the visual on that at all. I'm just we're going to move on. What's trending at the top? We'll find out in a couple minutes here. Mix 108. Good morning.
All I have to say is the nub.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
58 degrees downtown Duluth right now, Tuesday morning, 7:02. We're looking for high today. In the upper 70s in the Twin Ports area, a little warmer away from the lake. We continue to see our summer-like weather. Wednesday around 80, Thursday around 80, Friday around 80. Now, there is a chance of seeing some showers with a little cooler temperatures on Saturday. Chance of showers and low to mid 70s as we get into the weekend. But otherwise, it's still looking very summer-like for the week this week.
Love that, huh?
I'm all right with it.
You don't sound so sure. You're like,
it's mid-September. Right. Like, I enjoy the fact that it's
but
not...
But I'm ready to move on.
Well, it's, you know, I don't know. After this week, I'll be ready.
I'm not convinced that you love summer anymore. You hate summer.
Hey, what's that old song with the seasons and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That reference.
A bunch of big tuna companies, including Starkist and Chicken of the Sea, got caught red-handed trying to jack up the price of canned and pouched tuna. Ooh. They were basically colluding to keep prices artificially high, and that's a big no-no in the world of business here in America.
Right.
So they had a big legal battle, and they say they're innocent, but to avoid a long, drawn-out court battle, they have a settlement now for $152.2 million, and tuna eaters in Minnesota and Wisconsin can get a portion of that money.
So, Tony, I, over the years, have bought some canned and packaged pouch tuna. What do I do?
Well, you need to visit the Mix 108 app or Mix108.com. I got a link up there where you can go get your tuna money, basically. You can get anywhere from, you can get around $24.50 for every 200 cans of tuna you bought.
Do I need proof?
And you had to have bought them between 2011 and 2015. At this point, I don't think you need receipts or anything. You just need
10 years ago, how many cans of tuna did you buy 10 years ago? Remember
that? I
have
no idea.
I
can't even remember the last can of tuna I bought and or opened. I mean, I've had tuna sandwiches and I've eaten some tuna things, but I haven't bought tuna in a while.
See, like I always have. Yeah, they sell them now in the 4-pack cans.
Yeah.
You know, they've done that for a number of years now. I always buy one of those. So does that count as 4?
Well, yeah, that's a can right there. Yeah.
Sweet.
So as long as the cans or pouches were under 40 ounces, you're good. So
okay,
I'm sure you're not buying a big,
tuna.
Not buying bulk tuna?
I am not.
Okay, so if you want more information and how to get more money from Big Tuna, you can hit up Mix Big Tuna. Tuna! Big Tuna. You can hit up the Mix 108 app or go to Mix108.com.
All right, well, thank you for that, Tony.
Yeah, just trying to help everybody out. Coming up here in just a little bit, around, what time did we think? About 8:15 or so?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll give away tickets to the I Love the 90s concert, which is happening this Saturday night at Black Bear Casino, in which DJ Jazzy Jeff, Two Live Crew, Tone Loc, and Vanilla Ice will hit the stage.
Yes.
And you could be there. Stick around. We'll give you a chance to win tickets with our 90s translator game coming up after 8 o'clock.
Should be fun. And you...
I've got a bunch of great sentences written, so
I can't wait to myself try to retranslate some of these.
I actually wanted to give some sentences to my kids last night to have them translate to see what they thought they meant. Maybe I'll do that if I have some time tonight.
Okay.
And we can do it again tomorrow just to see a variation of it to see what, anyways.
How very Ohio of you.
What did I say last night? Oh, we were talking about the new iPhone.
Okay.
With Rose. And I said, hey, happy new iPhone day, everybody. And they're like, what? What does that mean? And I'm like, well, did they announce the new iPhone today? You didn't watch the live stream? Like, Nick and I did for like 2 hours. Because we're
this isn't a thing?
Like that. Yeah.
People don't just do this?
No, apparently not. Huh. And she's like, oh. And I'm like, she's like, I don't really care. And I'm like, I'm like, well, you will care when the new hotness gets here. Mm-hmm. And you see the new hotness in my hand. She's like, what? What does that mean?
Ah.
And I'm like, the new hotness? Okay.
Never mind. Mix, what are we morning brew? Good morning and happy Tuesday. So people have found themselves frustrated because everything costs more. Well, we've got an opportunity to relieve a little bit of that. If you're to win some money, next week we've got a chance to do so.
Win up to $30,000 starting on Monday. We're going to hook you up with 10 win cash codes every weekday. Starting on Monday through October 11th, when you hear the code, all you got to do is enter it on our app or at mix108.com for a chance to win up to $30,000. That'd be nice. I mean, for $30,000, you could rent a private island for a week. Go away and just chill on a private island.
Probably have some left. I mean, if you rented maybe you might have some left over even.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could hire a professional film crew to make a short film about yourself. That would be kind of fun.
Okay.
Kind of follow you around, make a documentary for the week.
Ah, got to do something interesting, though.
I know a video guy. I'll hook you up with him. He works cheap.
Wow. I know what that means.
Work for gift cards.
Put that out there.
You could take like a hot air balloon ride like across the country for probably $30,000 maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe you could buy your own hot air balloon for $30,000.
Probably.
But maybe a used one at least.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something you want to go used on.
Yeah. But then you need somebody to, because are you going to pilot it yourself?
I don't know. Do you need a special pilot's license to, I mean, you just got to turn the heat on.
Yeah. I don't know if you need
one. It doesn't seem very difficult.
I feel like I would want someone who knows a little bit more about it, because you got to, you know.
In wind conditions.
Yeah, you got to know how to read the wind. You got to know when to burn the burner and when to not burn the burner.
No problem.
Okay.
Tony, I got this.
Like he's an expert on this subject here.
If there's one thing you would want to ride with me on, it's a pontoon and a hot air balloon.
He will not run you aground in either.
Mm-mm. Expert piloting. So be sure you're listening starting Monday morning to win cash. If you want to get more details, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or go to Mix108.com.
Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Tuesday morning, 7:32 and 60 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 Studios. So this weekend is the Duluth October Festival annual celebration. I believe this is the fifth year of this. Let me turn your mic on there.
Okay,
Tony.
Good.
Hi. Fifth year of this annual mid-September celebration, which, of course, everyone hears October Festival, they think beer. They think German food.
Absolutely.
But it's a family event. So there's actually stuff for the entire family. And even if you don't do beer, there's stuff for everyone. So we've got a detailed breakdown, but there's live music going to be going on. Gates open, by the way, at 4 o'clock on Friday, 4 to 11, and then open up again Saturday morning. At 11 a.m., going until 11 p.m., and then 11 to 4 on Sunday. And so there's music, there's games, there's the dog race, which happens on Sunday. There's actually a kids area with special stuff going on Sunday, which is family day, including games and some animals to pet and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff specifically on Sunday for families.
Petting zoo, you say? Boy, do I love a good petting zoo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Inflatables for the kids.
As long as there's no goats.
They don't know about any goats.
Good.
They call the kids area Kinderplatz.
Okay.
German word, okay. You know.
All right.
But there's family stuff every day, not just Sunday. Of course, some of the food items include authentic German food. Beer's a big one. I'm not going to get into the specifics, but well, okay. Bratwurst.
Okay, yeah.
Chicken schnitzel.
Chicken schnitzel.
Black forest stew. Pork wings. Pretzels, of course. Gotta have pretzels.
Yeah.
Apple crisp.
Like real pretzels or like the big soft pretzels? I don't think, I for some reason.
So that's not, that's a representation.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah. Are you not a soft pretzel guy?
No, I am. I like soft pretzels. Okay. But I thought soft pretzels were more like an American creation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think you'll be able to get a, you know, like big old Bavarian soft pretzel.
Okay, good.
So anyway, that's going on through the course of the weekend. One of the things that kicks off October Festival every year is the Festmaster kind of tapping the golden keg and starting festivities off.
So that's what the Festmaster does. They tap the golden keg, essentially.
Yeah, they open
welcome to the fest, and they cut the ribbon, and everybody comes in.
Open things up. Every year, it's a local dignitary.
I heard
that
yesterday's clue. The dog's name is Leo, I believe, was the clue yesterday, right?
Yeah, so the individual, yesterday's clue, this individual has a dog named Leo. A couple clues I'll give you today.
Oh.
So this person that's the Festmaster this year, apparently protein shakes are this person's go-to lunch. Okay. And this person, the Festmaster, has... This is a quote, an impressive sock collection and has a lapel pin for every occasion. So might tell you maybe it's a politician perhaps with the lapel pin thing.
Wow. Maybe.
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 So just, you know, collect those clues and try to guess who you think it might be. And of course, we'll be announcing this actually in an interview on Friday. So that's the deal.
Oh, they're going to come in here?
I believe we're getting the Festmaster in.
I better not make fun of the clues then. Just in case they're listening. I'm not.
You're being nice.
I'm being nice.
It's okay.
So far.
So if you want to see more about the event, we've got all the details broken down for you on the Mix Mobile at mixitaway.com. By the way, a handful of different ticket options, including, of course, the youth passes, which they're free. It's going to be accompanied by an adult. There's the designated driver tickets as well, regular passes for people that are going to have beer. And then also there's a special deal for college students as well. So if you're a college student, want to check out October Festival, well, guess what? You can get in free with a student ID and go check things out.
We're going to have to pay attention to the socks on Friday that this person is wearing. This is true. What kind of socks.
This is
and
true.
And see what kind of lapel pin they show up with.
Okay.
If they have one for every event, do they have one for coming to the radio station?
Maybe it's a pretzel lapel pin.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe it's more themed that way. I bet you I could think of a couple events they don't have a lapel pin for.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe. So anyway, we'll be giving more clues out through the rest of the week about who the fest master might be before a big reveal at the end of the week.
Well, I can't wait.
Kick off October Festival. Duluth October Festival, Bayfront Festival Park this Friday and Saturday and Sunday in Duluth. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's Mix 108. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Tuesday morning. So, Tony, did you see the guest, the visitor we had in the harbor yesterday?
Oh, I see. I saw something about a new cruise ship from France, I believe.
French
company.
Yes,
yeah,
they have a ship that was in harbor in port
like
yesterday.
Big yacht, essentially.
Yeah, so it's not a giant cruise ship. It's called the Le Champlain.
Ooh, very nice.
So they were in town, and I did a little looking into what they offer when they get into port here in the Twin Ports area. And some of the excursions that they offered while they were here include things like checking out Canal Park. A little trip down to Jay Cook. Go check out the park down there. Do a little hiking.
Yeah.
Trip on the railroad, the North Shore Scenic Railroad.
Okay. Yeah.
So those are some of the things you get to do.
You get wild rice soup.
Maybe.
Because I mean, these are the things you really need to do. Is go have like a bowl of wild rice soup.
Right.
Go drink some locally made beer.
Yep.
Go have a Betty's pie.
Like, yep.
I should be in charge of the excursion.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it'd be weird, by the way, if we, because some these people come from all over the world to book these trips for, you know, some of these excursions. Yeah. Do you think it'd be weird if we were to offer them up tater tot hot dish?
No, not at all. I think, honestly, we should, when like they on board one day, we should go to one of these ships with some tater tot hot dish and offer like a bowl to like, you know what I'm saying? Like when they get off, we'll just stand there and I'll just stand there with a casserole.
Tony's like, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bon appétit. So this ship that was here cruises Lake Superior and Lake Michigan.
How many people are on that ship? It doesn't look very big.
It's not very big.
I didn't see it actually in the harbor. I just saw photos of it, but it didn't look very big.
I got a couple pictures of it yesterday because I'm going to write a little bit more about it.
It called again?
11-day excursions, the Le Champlain.
Le Champlain.
They have the ability to host up to 184 guests, so less than 200.
You know, that's not much less than the other one that comes through.
Oh, really?
I think that's only like, I want to say like 300 or 400. Like, not very much.
Okay. So less than 200. They have 92 staterooms and suites, so, you know, you're doubling up in those cases. Here's what I thought was kind of interesting. So they have 184 guests that they can house at most. They have 118 crew members. Mm. So, like, a third of the people on the ship are crew members.
Yeah. Same with that other cruise that comes. I think is it the Viking Cruises or
yes.
What is?
Yeah. Yep.
They do the same. Like, it's like a one-to-one almost staff.
Wow.
Very. Like, guest ratio, yeah.
Hands-on. I mean, super. I suppose by the time, you know, because you got bartenders and you have people that are, you know, taking care of rooms and, you know, restaurant. Because there are two restaurants on board. There's a spa on board. So by the time you staff all of these things, I suppose you're going to end up with, you know, over 100 people. Mm-hmm. So you might wonder, well, how much do these things cost? Definitely out of my price range.
Yeah, the Octane or the Viking one holds up to like 378 guests.
A little bit bigger.
A little bit, but not too much, really. Sure.
So the excursions are on the Great Lakes. Any guesses, Tony, if you haven't looked?
Oh, pricing-wise?
Yeah.
Well, I know the other ones are just insanely. I mean, we've gone through the prices before on the show. I don't know. I'm going to say, how long is the cruise?
So 10 nights. So 11 nights.
11 nights. You know, in a basic room, I'm going to go with like $13,000.
Well, this is a bargain at $8,930.
Just for a basic.
Just for, that's, yeah. Yep. So they actually are doing at least one more round here. They're actually going to be back in Duluth next week. Mm-hmm. It'd be the end of next week. They're going to be back. So
they must reboard somewhere in the United States or something?
Well, so they're hanging on. The ship's right now in Thunder Bay. I think that's kind of their home port.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I think.
French-Canadian, not French.
Yeah.
You didn't say French-Canadian. Well,
it's a French company that owns it.
Okay, well, there's a difference between the French and the French-Canadian, let's be honest.
The difference?
I'm not. I
don't
know.
There's two of them. There's hockey and poutine. Those are the two differences.
Yeah, I don't see him serving poutine in Paris.
No,
you know? I don't see you're gonna get a big old plate of poutine in next to the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, maybe. It'd probably a little bit different. Like it'd be constructed differently. Yeah, you know.
We'll get that out of La Croissant.
Exactly.
Or what is it called?
The La what? Le Champlain.
Le Champlain.
Okay. I don't speak any French. I'm just trying to make it sound good. Coming up next hour, you have a chance to win some tickets to the Isle of the 90s tour stop, which is going to be in the Northland. It's going to be down at Black Bear Casino, right?
Yeah, Black Bear Casino, Saturday night. Vanilla Ice, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Tone Loc, Two Live Crew all hitting the stage. You could be there. Stick around. We're going to play our 90s slang translator game. So basically, we'll give you a... Like, you want me, for instance, Nick,
yes.
I'll give you, we'll play right now.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'll give you a sentence and you tell me what it means, okay? I was kicking it with my boys at the park when we saw a girl flossing her new ride, acting like she was the bomb.
You're going to explain translate that to me. A whole sentence?
Yeah, translate, yeah.
I
was kicking it with my boys at the park.
Yeah, hanging out with your friends.
When I saw this girl flossing her in her new ride.
Flossing.
What does that mean?
That one, I've heard it, but I've never used the word flossing before.
Wow. Showing off.
Okay.
Her new ride, car,
yep.
Obviously.
Car, vehicle, yep.
Acting like she was the bomb.
Just the best thing ever. Just awesome.
Yep. There you go. See? Okay. You win.
I win. Yay.
Congratulations.
It's
a fun little easy game. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll play next hour. So stick around for a chance to play along and win some tickets to the show here on Mix 108. Good morning.
Bye.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Tuesday, 8:03 and 62 degrees. Looking for a high today in the mid to upper 70s, mostly sunny conditions. And it's going to stay that way aside from maybe some overnight fog for tonight, which is good news because... Tony, tonight is one of a couple nights of Northern Lights viewing opportunities.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the old KP index is going to get up there tonight. Mm. And again, Friday.
One of my favorite numbers to keep track of.
Yes, exactly. So the good news is we're going to see generally, aside from that fog chance late tonight, especially, you know, near the lake and stuff like that, we'll see things around 80, upper 70s, low 80s in the Twin Ports area for daytime highs all week this week. And then overnight lows getting into the 50s. Cool down a little bit for Saturday. Chance of rain showers and low 70s.
Coming up tomorrow, it is it's September 11th tomorrow. So the city of Duluth will host a brief September 11th day remembrance ceremony at 8:15 at the lobby of Amsoil Arena at the deck. And then officials along with members of the Duluth Police Department, Fire Department, and the 148th Fighter Wing will deliver remarks. Join a collective moment of reflection and participate in gathering prayer to honor those we lost on 9/11 and those lives that were changed by the event forever. Following the ceremony, members of the Duluth Fire Department, along with fire professionals from around the region and invited guests will join in the ice bowl of the Amsoil Arena to participate in their memorial stair climb. The ceremony will be open to the public. The stair climb is by invitation only. I got a chance when I was working at the deck last year to see the stair climb, and wow.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, there was dozens of firefighters just walking up and down the stairs for a few hours because I think they do the amount to walk up the...
I think it was up
up the towers. So
yeah.
If you want more information about what's going on tomorrow to remember 9/11, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com. Stick around. We got some tickets to go check out the I Love the 90s show. It's going to be at Black Bear Casino.
Let's go.
Saturday night, Vanilla Ice is the star. DJ Jazzy Jeff, Tone Loc, Two Live Crew all going to be there. You want to win your tickets? Stick around. We'll give you a chance by playing the 90s slang translator game coming up in just a few minutes.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Nice. Yeah, you like that?
I was wondering why you were listening to a bunch of music over there that sounded very 90s oriented.
You were trying to find something for us
to talk over. Yeah,
exactly. So we're playing a little baby. Translating game, 90s slang, and we got a contestant on the phone here ready to play. Good morning, Mix It Away. Who's this?
Morning, this is Casey.
All right, Casey, so you're our contestant this morning. Casey, we're going to throw a phrase at you.
All right. So, Casey, I'm going to just gonna read you a sentence filled with 90s slang, and you just basically tell me what that sentence means. Just translate it as if I were like a 12-year-old kid in 2024 that might not have no idea what some of these words mean. Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Let's just give it a shot here. I was hitting the video store to rent a flick, but all the good movies were already gone. It was a straight up beat.
You want me to translate that?
Yeah, yes, I went to the video store to rent a flick.
Sure.
Do you know what a flick is? A flick.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
If I'm going to hit up something, what am I doing? If I'm going to hit up the video store,
I'm going to go to it. I'm going to drive to it. Ride
the bike
to it.
Yep. And it was all the good movies were already gone, so it was straight up beat. What does that mean?
Oh, it was. I have no idea.
It was straight up lame. It was lame, disappointing. It was straight up beat. It was a beat. Yeah. Good, you got it. All right, next one. I was throwing together a mixtape for my girl, but I ran out of blank cassettes. I was like, man, that's bogus.
All right.
Casey's like, what am I doing right now?
So I was, a mixtape. You know what a mixtape is? What's a mixtape?
Sure do. It's a blank cassette that you put in your cassette player and record the radio.
Yeah, there's something that was mad bogus. What does that mean? Mad bogus.
That was stupid.
It's unfair, bad, stupid. Yeah, good job.
Nice work.
Yes. You're translating pretty well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I was getting my groove on at the house party when someone spilled soda all over the stereo. Total buzzkill, dude. So if I'm getting my groove on in the 90s, what am I doing? I'm getting my groove on.
You're dancing. You're boogieing down.
Yeah, boogieing down. There
at
you
a
go.
House party? At a house party? Nobody does house parties anymore.
Yeah. That's obviously just a party at somebody's house.
Right.
And that's a party at someone's house.
Yeah. What's a buzzkill? What's a buzzkill?
You ruin the mood.
Yeah, there it is. You ruin the mood. Total buzzkill, man.
Casey, you're acing this.
You are. Okay. Maybe one, two more. I was jonesing for some pizza, so I hit up the delivery spot, but the phone line was straight up busy for hours. So if I'm jonesing for something, what am I what does that mean? I'm jonesing.
Oh, man, you're craving. You want it.
Desperately want it. I'm craving. I'm just jonesing for it. I hit up the delivery spot. If I hit up something, I think we covered this.
Oh, no, we know that from the video store. Yep, we're hitting it up. We're going there. Yep.
And then it was straight up busy for hours. Straight up. What does that mean? Straight up. I guess I don't know how to. Busy, totally busy. You're doing great. One more.
Okay.
All right. I was making mac and cheese when I realized we were out of butter. I was straight up bugging. I had to hit the store. So really, we're just worried about bugging. Bugging. What does bugging mean?
We're just worried about straight up bugging. is that like perturbed? Was he real upset about that?
Yeah, freaking out, upset. Yeah. Just bugging, man. Bugging.
Wow.
I think you. Well, how about one more?
One more. He's really making you work for this, Casey.
Just for fun. I was at the park just kicking it when my beeper went off. So I bounced to find a payphone. How 90s is that?
Oh.
Got it. That's so 90s.
I think we were listening to a song from the 90s the other day, and they kept talking about a beeper, a pager or something. And My daughter asked, what's a beeper or a pager? I'm like, we used to wear these things and people could like beep us. They wanted us to call them up back on a payphone.
Yeah. And then you need, there was like codes in the letters or in the numbers that you could send to like different.
Casey, congratulations. You know your 90s slang enough that you earned your way to go check out the I Love the 90s show Saturday night at Black Bear Casino. Tickets still available. Casey, congratulations. Enjoy that show. Hang on just a minute for us, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. We'll have more tickets tomorrow for the I Love the 90s show. We may or may not play this again, or we may come up with another 90s themed
game. Something 90s themed, you're thinking.
Okay. So join us tomorrow around the same time, around 8:15, 8:20, for a chance to win those tickets to go check out the I Love the 90s show with Mix 108 and the Morning Brew.
Look, Simba. Everything the light touches is our kingdom. A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
Oh, that legendary voice. Chills when you hear that voice of James Earl Jones, who passed away yesterday. How old was he?
93, I believe.
93. Good run at it, Sir James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones, of course, made a lot of movies. He acted in a lot of movies, but he was probably more well-known for his voice acting.
Iconic voice.
I mean, he's the voice of a couple generations, right? So, who can forget this?
Side. Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Gotta get the music in there.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Anyways, James Earl Jones is also starred in movies like Coming to America.
Yep.
He was in The Sandlot. He was in Field of Dreams. Coming to America 2, Conan the Barbarian, Clear and Present Danger. He was in Hunt for Red October, I believe. He was in a bunch of movies. But
didn't he do some like stage stuff too?
He did a lot of Broadway work, a lot of stage stuff. He was the voice of CNN for many years.
Yeah.
This is CNN. So James Earl Jones dead at the end of 93, at the age of 93. But I mean, the 80s, he was like the voice of Darth Vader. 90s, he comes in big with the voice of Mufasa.
Yep.
And another generation of people are just like, wow, who is this voice?
And then comes back as Darth Vader a few more times.
Yep. And as recently as he was 91 when he did the voice work for the Obi-Wan series.
Yep.
Which came out last year, I believe.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Anyways, iconic James Earl Jones, dead at the age of 93, but a voice will live on forever. Yeah. Does anybody have a more iconic voice? I mean, maybe Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's...
But he's on a different... Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
James Earl Jones, though. I mean, that voice.
Yeah, that's... Man. Do we know, was he dealing with any sort... I mean, he was 93, but was he dealing with any health issues?
I don't think so. I mean, as far as I know, he wasn't. He just... Old age, I guess.
That's sad. Well... Definitely a legend, like you said, gone, but very much not forgotten. That's a voice that's going to live on
speaking
forever.
Of, I mean, you know Disney's got his like voice digitized at this point, so Darth Vader will live on forever and ever.
Yeah, you're not probably
you know
not
what
wrong.
I'm saying?
Yeah, you're probably
with
not
AI
wrong.
AI and stuff, so at least he made it to the point where we could AI his voice. And his voice will literally, you know.
You think they asked him, does James read this stuff quick?
Oh, I have no doubt.
Sure.
I have no doubt that they had him catalog a bunch of stuff for him.
Sure. Yeah. That's a good possibility.
Yeah. So I'm sure we'll hear James Earl Jones' voice again in some new work in the future, but dead at the age of 93. So rip James Earl Jones.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Joined by Leah from WDIO. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, guys.
Are you starting to fill out your fall calendar, things you know you want to do for this fall?
Well, yes and no. I'm just starting to keep things on my radar. I have some baseball. I love fall baseball because it's not as hot. So
sure.
Hoping to go down the cities a few times to catch some end of the season games.
Okay.
Well, being new to the area, you should go to the Apple Fest. Yep. I mean, that's something you should do.
Yes, I've heard about the Apple Fest. Yeah, it's over in Wisconsin.
You should do the
I'm
haunted
very excited
ship.
For that.
The haunted ship. You should do the haunted ship this year.
Ooh, yep. I'm just ready for those fall colors. I want to do some of those hikes up the North Shore with the leaves changing.
Sure.
So
I'm excited to
plan some of those day trips.
Yeah, no. You work a schedule where you can get out and still enjoy it during the day too. You got hours and hours to do it if you want.
Yes, and it's almost perfect because then it tires you out and then you have to go to bed.
Exactly.
That's how I think about it.
That's a good way to look at it. Well, I mentioned to you last week when they were announcing the reopening, Bean and Bear Lake Loop, make a plan to check that one out. It's a longer hike.
Yes. That's the one that I have down on my list. Okay. I'm very excited for. Yep. And then also, I believe they're doing the fall something in a Chester Bowl.
Okay.
Or yeah, Chester Park
yep.
in a couple weeks. And that seemed really exciting. Some kind of like fall market set up.
So if you're into German food and beer, October Festival is this weekend at Bayfront.
Oh, I did hear that. I do think I'll be making an appearance on Saturday head over to that. But that sounds like fun. I think it's just ironic that it's actually in September.
Well, yeah, that's just a classic Oktoberfest thing. It is kind of funny, but...
Why? There's a reason behind that. I've looked into that before.
I can't remember. There is an answer, but I don't remember the answer. Tony's going to research it real quick here. So a quick note for you being that you're new to the area. I know you come from another place like the Twin Ports area in terms of fall colors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But a heads up, if you're going North Shore looking for fall colors, there's pockets of really good fall colors in places like around Silver Bay, like I mentioned, Bean and Bear Lake, or you get up around Lutzen, there's a lot of maple trees where it gets red and yellow and orange and stuff. But if you're just going to stick near the lake, a lot of it's just kind of yellow from the birch trees and the pine trees are green, and that's it. So you got to get those specific places.
You got to go deep.
Get in above the hill a little ways is the other thought, because right along the shoreline, a lot of spots, it's just birch trees and pine trees. So it's green and yellow, which is nice, but it's not the variety you might get on the hill or over the hill. Like I said, the Lutzen is a great spot where you get a lot of reds and oranges and stuff like that.
Noted. I'll write that one down. Yep. Because that makes sense, though. You don't think about like, the species of trees along the shoreline are pretty consistent. Those colors will be, too.
Exactly.
So you need a little bit more biodiversity.
Your word of the day, Tony, biodiversity.
Wow, I've learned two words today. I can't remember the other one, but I
so another one. So one other tip for you before we shift into talking weather here is Oberg Mountain. Have you heard about this?
No.
So it's not a mountain. Let's be real. It's a tall hill. We don't have mountains in Minnesota, even though people call them mountains. But it's such a
seagull
gull,
argument.
Seagull. It is what it is. So the neat thing about this, it's one of the iconic fall hiking spots because you go up. It's kind of like a plateau. So you climb your way up this hill, and then you make a loop around the hill. And as you go around the loop, there's a pond that's surrounded by trees, and there are oranges and reds and yellows, and it's
gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
I just pulled up some images. It's beautiful with like the vistas looking out over the.
So you can see Lake Superior from one side and this pond from the other. It's of the iconic fall Minnesota images. That's one of them. Is that?
Yeah. Okay. It does. It's popping up a lot. So for sure, it is iconic.
And I know that you need to then probably drive back and work the next morning if you go on a weekday. So it makes for a later night. But I would recommend doing a sunset out there. Every fall I'll go up there because it's not a long hike. You got to go up the hill. Plan it so you're up there so you can enjoy sunset because, of course, it's facing west, the pond is. So you get a nice view, nice sunset.
Oh, that's probably really nice. Yeah, I'll have to work that in or maybe be brave for an evening and then go right to bed.
There you go. Exactly. That's how you got to do it. Let's talk weather. We've got, we're talking about fall, but fall's not arriving weather-wise this week.
Oh, yeah. We have no fall in the forecast for this upcoming week. We're seeing a lot of warm days ahead. Tomorrow will be nice and in those 80s. Plenty of sunshine still lingering. So we still have summer-like conditions, but then we'll slowly start to make our way back down towards what's expected for the middle of September by after this weekend. So, looking at a slight risk for some showers on Saturday, but nothing is looking like a washout. But we're keeping an eye on that, as that might be something to break up this warm, dry weather and then put us into something a bit more autumnal.
Okay, so you're saying
that's a big word.
Another word. Tony's writing vocabulary words down all day today now.
Phenomenal.
So yes. Are you saying a little bit of a cool down for next week then? This is kind of the way.
Yeah, but a slight cool down. We'll be in those low 70s, starting to get into those upper 60s. So we'll bring it down a bit, but I think we're going to ease our way into fall.
Okay, that's not too bad. We're not plummeting to like 30 all of a sudden.
No plummets in the forecast. Right. But we will have some of those nice autumn evenings, lots of low 50s coming up. So those will be some cool evenings to enjoy.
Tony, bonfire season.
I love it. Can't wait.
Yeah, it is bonfire season for
Can't
sure.
Can't wait to get the police called on me.
Just don't sing Oasis too loudly.
Yeah, could happen.
Can't make any promises, he says. All right, well, Lee, we'll let you go. Have yourself a good day. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Yes, talk tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, bye. We'll kick off your workday. 108 minutes commercial free, all brought to you by The Beard, Nicolay Law, nicolaylaw.com. Teddy Swims, Glass Animals, and more all coming up here at Mix It 08. Good morning.